This hill, one of the four heads of Brahma, here in Bhadrasana, is called Dhangar. It is the place where Srimati Radharani gives the donation of her love, the charity of her love to Lord Sri Krishna. But it is also explained that it is here that Krishna gives the charity of his love to Sri Radharani. At Sankarikor, which we'll be visiting after some time, Krishna would forcibly take tax in the form of yogurt and butter from Sri Radharani and the Sakis of Bhadrasana. And this would happen again and again. But one time, Radharani and the Sakis, they surrounded Krishna and his friends and trapped them and tied their sikas to the stones and the trees so they couldn't move. And they said that you have been unfairly taking taxes. Sri Radharani is the queen of Vrindavan, and actually everything is her property, and you are claiming that Vrindavan is yours, and you are taking from us both butter and yogurt. So now we want to tax you. So it's inappropriate for... Anyways, they, according to the temple here, they changed positions. And Krishna became Radharani, and Radharani became Krishna. And the gopis became gopas, and the gopas became gopis. And they enacted the same leela here. And in this way, Radharani taxed Krishna and stole all his butter and yogurt by pushing the pots off his head and then taking Rivo.
Rivo!
So this deity is called Radha Danbihari. And the pujaris often worship in the mood that Radha is Krishna and Krishna is Radha. They're both disguised as one another. Another beautiful story we were told that took place here is one time Radha and Krishna and their friends were present, and one Brahman, he approached Krishna. He said, "Krishna, you are well known as being the son of Nanda Maharaj, and you take care of 900,000 cows. So you are a very wealthy young boy. And I am in great dire need of wealth. Because I have a young daughter, and she is of marriageable age, but I have no money to pay as a dowry. And my wife is so disturbed with me for not having money as a dowry that she has commanded that I am not allowed to return home until I come with money for dowry. My daughter is very chaste, she's very beautiful, she's full of good qualities, but we cannot find anyone willing to marry her without dowry. So please, as a Brahmin, I am requesting you to give me money, give me wealth." Krishna said, "I'm just a cowherd boy, I have nothing." And the Brahmin said, "What? You have nothing?" He said, "I just have my stick, some cows. The most precious thing I have is Srimati Radharani." And then right then, Krishna began to perform the sankalpa and made vows and chanted mantras, giving in charity Srimati Radharani to the Brahmin. And Srimati Radharani began to weep, she began to cry. "Krishna, you're giving me away to someone else?" And the Brahmin said, "This is very bad. I already have one daughter. I need dowry for her. And you're, as a donation, you're giving me another daughter. If I bring her home, my wife, I don't know what she'll do to me. I cannot take her home. And Krishna said, I've already chanted the mantras, it's too late, she's yours. So the Brahmin began to cry, and Srimati Radharani began to cry, and finally the Brahmin said, I cannot take her, I cannot take her. And he just left, and he was weeping, crying, in great distress. So Sri Radharani told Lord Sri Krishna that we should do something nice for this man. We should try to help him. So Krishna called him back. He said, I have given you Srimati Radharani. Now, we will give you her weight in jewels. So they used this as a scale. Sometimes it was used as a swing also, or jhulan. But on this occasion, they used it as a scale. What is the Hindi word for scale?
Taraju.
Taraju.
So everyone knows what it is. So they made it hanging. And on one side, Srimati Radharani was beautifully sitting. And then all of the gopis started taking off their jewelry, their necklaces, their ankle bells, their bangles, and everything. And they put on the scale until it was equal to Srimati Radharani's weight. And then they gave all that jewelry to the Brahmin, and he was very happy. And he began dancing and chanting the holy name.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
We don't know if he was actually chanting the way we chant, but he was very happy. He was very blissful. It's all right. Jai Jai Shri Rama. Dangar, the place of the charity of love that is given. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained Prema Pumartha Mahan, that this is the greatest goal, the greatest treasure, the greatest attainment in life, is Prema, is love of Krishna. So we should pray here at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Ji, that as beggars, we are standing with nothing in our palms. We are truly beggars. We should be begging that they engage us in their loving service. We should beg them for the charity of that love in which we can please them by eternally serving their lotus feet. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.